T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My gut is that as competitive as Michael Jordan is, famously competitive, mm-hmm. I think he is pretty secure in who he is and what his legacy is.
It's not about being secure. It's about if the Lakers go on a run and get to the NBA Finals, okay, and they're sitting there playing the Milwaukee Bucks, Michael Jordan will, he may not admit it, he'll have his little Giannis jersey on rooting for the Lakers
to lose.
Okay,
let me ask you this. All right, I'll give you an example. Something happened. It's in the news right now today. LeBron James put out a tweet today, mm-hmm. all right, and that is apparently after tonight, all blue check marks on Twitter go away. And the only ones that'll have blue check marks going forward are if you pay for them.
Right.
So everybody's the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron James came out and said, those of you who know me, and this is a very rare self-deprecating comment. I'm paraphrasing it, right?
Right.
I'm a cheap bastard. I'm not paying the $5.
I saw that.
Right? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not paying for the, I want the blue check mark, but I'm not willing to pay $5 to get the blue check mark, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You think Jordan would pay? So that he's still verified as Michael Jordan?
First of all, that is the worst comparison
I've
ever
heard. That's a great one, right?
You're equating, will Jordan pay for the check mark?
So, yeah.
Does he mind LeBron winning another NBA title?
That's a pretty good comparison, isn't it?
It may be on the Mount Rushmore of horrible comparisons.
I could go get the book and I could check what the worst comparisons of all time are, but I'm not
The question is, you as a famed TV and radio personality,
yes.
are you or one of your companies going to pay for your check mark?
No, I would never ask them to do that.
But will they?
No. I can tell you that the fan won't. I can guarantee you that right now.
So isn't that going to create a hoopla on social media if we don't know who's verified?
No, because it doesn't change. Does it really change anything?
Yes.
Do you think there are people out there that would not follow you because you're not verified?
No. I give you an example, not really related to me. Whenever there's breaking sports news and it's happening live on the air, I always want to see, is this real news? I don't want to be spoofed.
Okay.
And when I notice the blue check mark, that's my first kind of thing.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah, it makes me think, okay, this is real. Now, I'll still click on it to see how many followers that person may have.
I mean, maybe Foxwood. It's possible. They did create Carton Show beef jerky for me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, fan never did that.
When are you bringing that in for us?
I have it here now.
Oh, no. Okay. Can you save it for Monday?
No, I'm taking it home.
Damn it.
I'm sure I can get you another one, okay?
All right. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, you got it. There's actually a company, I think it's called, you can check me on this. There's a company out there, I think it's called Meat Card. I can check, it's in my office. I can check during the break if you want.
Right.
But you could actually, like anyone could do it. You can customize your own beef jerky to be like the, you know, like Evan Roberts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Is it Meat Card? Is that what it is?
I'm looking it up right now. Meat Card.
Yeah, Meat Card. Yeah.
Yeah, you could put a message on jerky.
Yeah, yeah. That's, so I have Carton Show jerky.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I know nothing about the company. I can't vouch for anything other than I do have jerky.
I mean,
quite that honestly, has my name on it.
Quite honestly, with the price of just greeting cards, yeah. I might like a messenger that I can eat.
You might like a little Big Mac beef jerky?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing says I love you says Valentine's Day.
I must
eat it.
I must have put the wrong thing
Here's
in because I got
do.
The wrong
it's,
kind of meat.
You went to a porn site? It's manlymanco.com.
Correct.
There you go. All right. Now, it's $24 for a 4-inch by 9-inch piece of jerky, which is 1 ounce total in, you know,
weight.
I guess weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the occasion that they got you this gift?
I think it's because Nick Mangold was on today.
they figured, let's give the linemen some meat.
I'm not even kidding. I think that's what it was, because I don't think they're a sponsor or anything. I think we paid for it. But it is pretty cool to see it. Like, they do a good job on it. I don't know. They, like, laser in whatever name you want. So would you like that for your birthday, Evan? It's coming up.
I think I'll take it, yes.
So what do you want the message to be? Just Evan Roberts?
Evan Roberts is big meat.
Oh, no. You know what he has to be.
What?
It's so obvious. You don't know what your thing should be?
No, not really.
Shouldn't you get all your guests Rico Bronia meat?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That should be the gift that you get. Yeah.
You came on the Rico, here's some Rico meat. Just like that.
R-I-C-O, Rico, B-R-O, Bologna, right? G-N-A?
Bronia.
Rico Bronia podcast.
Rico Bronia podcast meat.
No, is that so? Isn't that like duplicitous?
Oh, to say podcast?
Or repetitive? Yeah. No, to say meat, you dummy. Not to say podcast.
To say podcast. Yeah, we all know that Rico Bronia is the podcast. It's made it into everyone's vernacular. We all know it. Rico Bronia is just the podcast.
We don't need to call meat meat. We know it's meat.
That's a good point.
All right, it's $24. You want me to get it for you?
Yeah, I'll take it. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Of course.
Happy birthday to me.
So, but would you eat it or would you keep it as like a keepsake?
Oh, I would probably keep it as a keepsake, wouldn't I?
Rico Bronia podcast.
Yeah, I'd hang it up on my studio wall. It would go as inspiration every time I record one.
Yeah, they have a bunch of other stuff here too, but the personalized jerky is very unique, isn't it?
It's a very creative idea.
Yes. I wonder how long you think it takes to get here.
6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, come on. There's no way it's that long.
I have no idea.
No, there's just no way. I think we only just probably ordered it a week ago.
Oh, all right.
I'll get to it. So it's $24 plus shipping.
Thanks, Craig.
All right. You got it. My pleasure. My pleasure. Maybe we'll do another one that says Carton and Roberts on it.
Maybe. Yeah, that'll be the next one after I have my meat.
After you have the Rico Bronia podcast meat?
Yes, thank you for putting out.
I kind of think like you and, who do you do with, Hoffman?
Hoffman.
Now, is he on the air with you or is he just producer?
No, he's on the air a little bit, yeah.
So I think if I'm going to get you the Rico Bronia meat, I think you guys have to like taste test it on the podcast.
You got it. There you go. Like,
would that be the most appropriate thing to do?
100%. We'll do it.
I like that.
Maybe that'll be in honor of the home opener next week. We'll eat some meat together.
Just be careful, buddy.
What?
Just be careful.
Be careful with what? Eating the meat? What, am I going to get poisoning or something?
No. Be careful with your words, your nouns, your verbs. Yeah, your adjectives. Just be a little careful.
What do you think they use to write on the meat?
Is it branded? So they take like very thin beef jerky, and it appears from what I've read about them, it's a specialized laser engraver.
Mm.
So maybe it's not Burton, but it's like Burton.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
So it doesn't change the flavor of my meat at all?
No, I think your meat you'll taste just fine, Ev. It might change the color of your meat, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that might happen.
We don't want that.
We don't want that.
I wouldn't go play pickleball before eating it, but, you know.
Yeah. Not quite sure of that one, but okay.
What does that mean?
There's always the guy that takes it one line too far.
We don't want pickleball
meat. And
that
guy is usually Big Mac. It's like I always say, don't out funny the funny, but you keep trying.
I keep trying.
Yes, you do, don't you? Uh-huh. By the way, Evan and I were talking off the air. Yeah, we're doing the Pete Alonso Foundation comedy show again in June at Paramount. Actually, I think we're going to be broadcasting our show live from there before the comedy event as well on a Monday in June coming up. You know, we put Evan to the test. We put him on stage. He successfully did 2 minutes on stage. I was singing Big Mac. You did sing for Fall Out Boy. Is there any type of performance art you'd like to do that night?
No, I'm good. I think I've done enough, though. You make it sound like Evan did that, and I haven't been put to the test. I was on stage and sang multiple times now.
Very well, too.
Yeah,
at both the tailgate party
and then the kickoff the summer party.
Right.
I had to sing Fall Out Boy, which, by the way, is a very he's a unique singer with a unique high-pitched voice and a lot of scream singing. So I think I've been put to the test quite a bit. And if that night I gotta, you know, get into a brouhaha with Pete Alonso.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You already have you doing
then
something.
Then I'm certainly not doing any sort of performance art.
I think what we can do is, I was thinking about this, and tell me if this is a bad idea. Obviously, you could slap me down. If Big Mac and I recreate our exact conversation about
the audience knows what happened.
Yeah. So I'll memorize it. I don't need a script. Big Mac will memorize it. He doesn't need a script. Yeah. And we will word for word recreate our conversation where I take my shots at Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
And then Big Mac can't wait to turn the mic on and turn the anger from Bryce Harper, a common enemy, into Pete Alonso. And I think that's the best way for everyone to see it. And we move on.
I think I can make that happen. Done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.